Hello, podcast listeners. We know podcasts are a great way to catch up on a program that you may have missed on KSJE, and it's provided as a free service of this radio station. But you know, KSJE is now listener-supported, and so while you enjoy this podcast, we hope that you'll also take some time to join KSJE. Become a member today. It's quite easy to do. Just go to our website at ksje.com/support and pick the level of support that best matches your budget. Thanks again for listening. Here's your podcast. KSJE is supported by the Farmington Civic Center, bringing a full slate of entertainment to Farmington and San Juan County. The Interactive Art of Artrageous, Saturday, May 21st at 7:30 p.m. The Farmington Civic Center, 200 West Arrington in downtown Farmington. Find out more online at fmtn.org/shows or 505-599-1148. Eleven minutes past 8 o'clock. It is Tuesday morning, the 17th day of May, 2022. Good morning, everyone. I'm Scott Micklin, and thank you for tuning in to KSJE. Back on the air, of course, at 90.9 FM throughout San Juan County. We'll be getting back on the air soon in Durango at 103.3 FM, so stay tuned, Durango friends. But in the meantime, you can always go to our website and stream KSJE wherever you are on the planet Earth at ksje.com. We also welcome our visual radio audience this morning. This is a community-supported visual radio station, so the program is streaming live this morning out to the KSJE Facebook page, our YouTube channel, and our Twitter account. So we're glad that you are all with us this morning because we're going to get an update today on everything going on at the Aztec Municipal School District. Superintendent Kevin Summers is standing by, so stay tuned for that coming up in the next few moments right here on KSJE. Later on this hour, as we do on Tuesdays, our Adopt-a-Pet Tuesday segment, we'll be talking with Amber Francisco from the Farmington Regional Animal Shelter. She is going to introduce us to some of the pets available for adoption this week, including Mama, the cat you see on the screen right there. We'll learn more about her coming up later on this hour on KSJE. Let me introduce my guest who is here with me this morning. As I mentioned, Superintendent of Schools Kevin Summers is here from the Aztec School District. Good morning. Welcome back.
Good morning, sir. How are you?
I'm well. Good to have you back here. We were talking this is maybe the one-year anniversary of having you on the show, right?
Yes, it is. About one year to the date, I think.
A year ago. Yeah. How about that? Yeah, and so, looking back,
It's been wild.
Did you learn a lot?
I've learned more than I thought I could.
Right.
I still don't know what I don't know.
Right.
But I have learned a massive amount, not only about the Aztec Municipal School District, the community, but people in general.
So sure.
It's been a wild ride, but yeah, we're thankful for 1 year.
There you go. Well, congratulations. And
you.
Again, good to have you here. And thank you for your commitment to coming in and visiting with me every month during the school year to give us an update on things going on with Aztec. And as we mentioned, too, tis the season to talk about graduations. You've got two more to attend. You're already at the first one at San Juan College High School that I saw you at last week.
Yeah, so we do have two more. We've got Vista Nueva High School coming up tomorrow, actually, and that's a really neat one. You know, it's a small, intimate graduation ceremony. It's held at Lyons Amphitheater.
Right.
So, you know, Vista Nueva is a new view. And what a new view you get out of Lyons Wilderness. So really excited for that. That's at 7 tomorrow. And then on Friday, we have Aztec High School's graduation at Fred Cook Memorial at 7 p.m. as well. So really excited. That's what makes all of this work worth it, right?
Right.
Is seeing kids cross that stage, get that diploma, celebrate with family and friends. It's what 13 years worth of work culminates in.
No kidding. So a big achievement.
Absolutely.
For your students and all students. We congratulate all of them. And so, and again, it started kind of last Friday at San Juan College High School, which
correct,
of course
right.
has a
mm-hmm.
contingent of Aztec students. So I know that's why you were there to
absolutely, yeah.
root them on and yeah. wish them well, right?
Exactly. You know, they're not technically our students anymore, but they're still our students. Right?
Sure.
They're part of our community. They were reared in our system. And so we want to make sure that we celebrate with them as well. So very proud of everybody that's walking across our stage, and we know that there's probably a few stragglers that are finishing up over the next month or so, and I think it just opens doors to opportunity for our kiddos. So.
Very, very true. But, and as Dr. Pendergrass said, though, again, that school wouldn't be possible without the support and cooperation from all of the school districts.
Correct, yeah.
In the county. This is one of the few, I think, early college high schools that has a partnership with multiple school districts,
right.
Not just one. And so
absolutely.
I think that's significant. And so
yeah.
Kudos to you and to
Aztec. It's a very neat thing, but it's great for kids, ultimately, right?
That's right.
I'd love to pat myself on the back. I had nothing to do with it, right? I just like to support it and,
sure.
and say this is a good thing for kids, ultimately.
Right. Exactly. But without the buy-in of all the local districts, I don't think it would be as successful as it is.
I would agree. 100%.
And so that's important. But anyway, the other graduations are coming up, as you mentioned, on Wednesday, tomorrow at Lions Wilderness Park for Vista Nueva at 7 p.m. Aztec High School, of course, Fred Cook Stadium at 7 p.m. on Friday, May the 20th. And again, exciting to be back being able to do a graduation
right.
in person
yeah.
Again this year, right? Which is another thing that we didn't think we needed to be thankful for, but we are so thankful after not being able to do that.
Absolutely. It's been an interesting 2 years. And so, you know, we've been having this conversation about resilience. Of course, adults are resilient. We know that. We see how adults are coming back to quote unquote normal or what is new normal.
Right.
But we really sometimes forget about the kids and their resiliency. They were able to do something that nobody has ever done before in the history of our country and the history of our globe and bounce back really, really successfully. So we're very proud of these young men and women and can't wait to see what they do in the real world, so to speak.
Right. Right. Very good. Well, and celebrate their graduations for those of them that are graduating this time of year. Speaking of that, though, I do want to ask you a bit, because I imagine a lot of your staff are looking at the data from the past couple of years to see how resilient those kids are and maybe looking for pockets in grades or groups of students that maybe are struggling or maybe not bouncing back quite as
right.
well as you would like. Is that still kind of ongoing at Aztec schools and providing more support for those smaller groups of students maybe that quite aren't bouncing back as quickly as you'd like?
Absolutely. You know, so we know that specifically in the lower grades, COVID was an impact that is going to be very hard for us to overcome. Not that we're giving up and saying, it's a lost cause, but we know that we have to really concert our efforts, specifically for kids reading, right? We know that a lot of kindergartners missed some social skills that they typically get because they were at home.
Sure.
Exactly. And we didn't really recognize that until, the kindergartners last year are first graders this year. And so day one, we're kind of pushing them through the cafeterias and we realize, they don't know how to hold a tray. We haven't taught that to them yet. You know, it's something we typically would do in kindergarten. So teaching those fundamental skills that we kind of take for granted and having to kind of pause as adults and say, what are we missing here?
Right.
And focusing on the human element and the social and emotional learning. That's a big buzzword, right? But ultimately, we are social animals, and we have to learn how to socialize together. So having those conversations, I think, is something that we'll never get away from again. And it's certainly the root of the work that we do. If we learn a little bit of, I've said this before, right? If we learn a little bit of algebra or a little bit of chemistry, then great. But ultimately what we're trying to do is create successful human beings. And so all of those skills, reading, writing, teamwork, how we communicate, how we disagree, those are all very, very important. And I think that's coming to the forefront in our industry in a much faster fashion than it probably has in the past.
Right. And of course, none of these are absolutes. It's not every kindergartner,
correct.
Every first
right.
grader, it's just maybe a few small yeah. samples of those groups of kids that then you have to just take a little bit extra time with, I suppose.
And absolutely.
Because how many of us have trays at home? None of us, probably. Not too many of us.
Well,
we'll
I
learn
do.
How to do that.
I do.
Good for you.
Yeah, I've got that mental illness where my food can't touch. You know.
I see. Okay. Does your kitchen have a little like thing to slide it down?
No,
as,
it doesn't.
As you're
no.
serving up the meals for
you
your
know,
children? No,
my,
not yet.
My wife is very thoughtful, and she gave me a lunch tray, a cafeteria
okay.
tray for our wedding gift. But we haven't quite got to the
serving line.
Serving
not
line
yet.
Yet.
Okay.
Yeah, so.
Goals, maybe, but there,
yeah.
there you are.
20-year anniversary, perhaps.
There you are. Perfect. You mentioned, of course, reading, and I think there are a lot of studies that show third grade is kind of that magic grade, magic age about reading skills, and if they're not in by third grade, it's really a struggle for those students later on in their school careers. Is that still kind of the rule of thumb?
Still kind of the rule of thumb, something that we're very cognizant of. And so even in kindergarten, you know, we're assessing what is the phonetic awareness here? What is the letter knowledge here? And constantly coming back to that each month and each week even, and intervening there. Because we know, again, third grade is that kind of magical age, but we also know that the likelihood of a student being retained significantly increases the chance of them not graduating in the future. And that's again, the end goal, right? When we talk about what do we do as an organization, what we do as an organization is create basically trained human beings that can go out into the world, whether they're going to enter the job force right away, or they're going to go to higher education or trade school, seek certifications, things of that sort. And none of that is possible without the basic skill of reading.
Right, sure.
So it's something that we're constantly assessing, not only in kindergarten, not only in first grade, second grade, third grade, but even as we get into the upper elementary grades of fourth, fifth, and sixth.
Right. And so with summer looming and school ending, a lot of advice, I think, to parents is to read to their kids or make sure their kids are doing reading. There are summer reading programs, I think, at every library 100%. In this country.
Yeah.
I would assume that that is something that Aztec schools would like their students to be able to do over the summer, is to keep those skills sharp. There's no summer slide, or maybe not as bad as we've seen in years past, perhaps.
Absolutely. And I think the data is pretty clear on just reading in the home, right? Students who have books read to them regularly or engage in reading themselves regularly are much more successful than their counterparts that don't have that necessarily. So I think that's a great piece of advice. Put some books in your kids' hands. It doesn't even have to be a book, right? It could be an e-reader. It could be a newspaper.
Right.
Although, you know, we know print media is kind of going the way of the dodo, but read something.
Comic book,
graphic
novel.
Graphic novels, those are great. Kids love them, even my own kiddos.
Right.
And so anything that gets our kids reading, I think, is very, very important. And our public education department recognizes that. This is the year of literacy, right? Because it's a very vital skill that is used for our entire life. We might not use Algebra 2 our entire lives unless we're in certain job fields, but we will read our entire lives.
Very true. Very true. Aztec School Superintendent Kevin Summers is my guest this morning, talking a little bit about wrapping up the school year, and we talked about the graduations that are coming up. I know last time you were here, there was a lot of discussion happening about the calendar, which I know is always, I don't want to say controversial, but I think everyone has an opinion about
it's
the school calendar. About the school calendar, right?
Yep.
And yes. So you've got a calendar for the next school year.
Yes, we do.
And let's take a look at it. And this is after a long kind of back and forth, right? Of
absolutely,
trying to take
a
lot of different ideas into account.
We had 32 different representatives on our calendar committee.
Right.
We sent it out to the community for their opinion. I think we were able to narrow options down to about three. And the three options that we did send out, one is kind of the traditional calendar. It looks very much like all of the calendars in the past have. One was an iteration of that kind of shifted some holidays, maybe started a little bit later, ended a little bit later. And then we had a variable calendar, which, again, a little bit of a misnomer, wasn't quite a variable calendar. But for all intents and purposes, a variable calendar was a year-round calendar. Again,
a little bit of a break, but not as long as we're used to, maybe, in the summertime.
Trying to mitigate some of that summer slide, chunk learning a little more intentionally. And we got 1,300 responses from our community, which was great. I mean, it's one of the biggest responses we've gotten from our community on a survey before.
Well, like you said, everyone has an opinion
about
the school calendar. 1,300 people at least had an opinion.
1,300 people, which included, you know, our staff as well,
right,
which are part of our community.
Of course.
So this is the calendar that we ended on, which is very similar to, again, the traditional calendar. Aligns very well to Farmington and Bloomfield's as well, which is important to us as well. We know we've got some of our teachers that live in Bloomfield or Farmington or vice versa, and making sure that we align as best as we can. But probably more importantly to us is it aligns very well to San Juan College in terms of the break. So
right.
Dual credit is something that's great in Aztec. We have some amazing data when it comes to dual credit and our kids obtaining college credit while in high school. In fact, we actually have 3 Aztec High graduates that are graduating this year with their associate's degree from Sycamore College. So that's something that's very important for us. But yeah, this is the calendar. Essentially, our kiddos will come back after the San Juan County Fair has ended, which is very important.
That is a big deal, right? Exactly. Yeah. So our
kiddos won't have to miss any school for the fair. And then essentially, students and staff are going to be done before Memorial Day. Unlike this year, where we're actually not done until June 7th, we had the extended learning time program that we kind of inherited there. But it's going to be kind of a traditional looking calendar. We're going to do things a little bit differently throughout the course of the instructional day. But in terms of impact on students and families, it's going to feel very much like, quote unquote, a normal school year.
Gotcha. And again, still about 180 days of instruction.
Yes, sir.
185 days for your staff.
Correct.
And then it looks like your early release days are mostly on Fridays.
Correct. Yeah, that was one of our contentions. Again, we talked about Mondays. We've had Mondays in the past. We've talked about Fridays. We had Fridays this year. And we took it to our community. And our community said overwhelmingly Fridays. And so we kind of disaggregated that data out by stakeholder group: employees, parents, students, and community members and business owners. And all 4 of those stakeholder groups were very aligned in their response of Friday being a desired day. And I think that probably speaks to the fact that the county's on a 4-day week, the city's on a 4-day week. So Friday seems to make sense for a lot of families.
Gotcha. Any other major changes, I guess, then, that folks may notice from this calendar? I know it may be a little small to see on your on your screen, everyone, unless you're watching it on a bigger screen. But I know this is probably available, too, at the district websites and
Absolutely.
Things like that, too.
It's on Facebook. It's on our district website. It's kind of all over the place. The one big change there actually only applies to Vista Nueva High School, but Vista Nueva traditionally has been called the alternative high school, but a lot of times it looks like the traditional high school. And a lot of times we have students who go to Vista Nueva because they're behind on credits, and we want to be able to catch them up, and we want to create those opportunities for them in a setting that is not traditional. So the big change on this calendar that you'll see for Vista Nueva is that we're actually implementing a trimester. So instead of the traditional, you have a semester in the fall and a semester in the spring, they're actually going to have 3 semesters. So our kiddos will be able to attain more credit during the instructional year than in years past.
Gotcha. Well, that makes sense with what they do there. So
absolutely.
So there you go. This is the 2022-23 calendar. And again, it does say that the calendar is subject to change because you have to always be flexible.
Right.
Who knows what's going to happen?
You never know what comes out
after the last couple of years.
Exactly.
But that's what where it is today. That is the Aztec School District calendar. And the other thing I wanted to ask you a little bit about, Superintendent Summers, is this other slide that is here about the Aztec partnership. With the word partners included in this title, and so definitely 8 different areas of partnership from the district, right?
Yeah, absolutely. So this is a little bit of a story, but I appreciate it if you entertain it. As an organization, we have like 20 values, and I'll give you a dollar if you can name one of them. And actually, as we kind of went across the district and talking with all of our different stakeholders, both internally and externally, you know, it's a great premise of 20 values, organizational values, but nobody really knew what they were. So we recognize we have a need to kind of cull that list, so to speak.
Okay.
But we also use the word commitments when it comes to the partnership here. So partners is an acronym, and you can actually see that kind of on the side of each of those: pride, attentiveness, respectful, teamwork, things of that sort, right? But we specifically kind of shied away from the word values because we thought that values are, they're very black and white. Either I live a value, I believe that value, or I don't.
Mm-hmm.
Versus a commitment. Commitments are perpetually aspirational. I can recommit the next day, the next hour, even the next minute. And so I always kind of use a diet as the example, right? If I make a New Year's resolution that I want to lose 15 pounds, and then I find myself in the drive-thru at McDonald's or at Lotaburger, I can essentially blow that commitment that day, but I could recommit the next day, right?
Right.
And I can perpetually
right.
do that.
Okay.
So these 8 commitments, this partnership that we're We're actually unveiling. We've rolled this out to our internal stakeholders. We're now getting ready to roll it out to our community at large. These are commitments that we as an organization are making to our community, but we also recognize that embedded within these partnerships, embedded within these commitments, are some amazing skills for kids, right? And so these are great skills that we hopefully want to teach our kids before they walk across that stage at Aztec High or at Vista Nueva, of being able to work on a team, being able to communicate kindly, even if you disagree, being able to innovate, being able to take risks, being able to network within their community and show pride while doing those things. These are our eight commitments moving forward. It's something that we're going to aspire to every single day. It's really the fabric of who we are. We're even embedding some of these commitments into interview questions moving forward, right? Like, we can teach somebody how to drive a bus. We can teach somebody how to strip and wax a floor. We can teach somebody how to manage a classroom. But what we can't necessarily always teach is somebody to be a dedicated team member, somebody willing to step in and help when help is needed. We can't necessarily teach somebody servant leadership and making sure that problems are solved in a timely fashion, whether it's part of their job scope or not, right?
Right, sure.
So we're kind of trying to embed that to figure out who are we moving forward and what do we aspire to be, right? What do we want for our community?
Right, and for your students, right, and your teachers and your staff and everyone to be able to look at that. And what about the community? Is this also something maybe for the community to take a look at and say?
Absolutely.
Well, because the schools are such a big part of any community, a sign of or an area of community pride and mm-hmm. things like that. And so I would think that it kind of goes both ways.
Yeah, 100%. I mean, you look at Aztec alone and the number of Aztec stickers on vehicles, Aztec High School, Aztec schools in general, very big part of the community. We're one of the largest employers in town. And so we know that we're vital to the community and the community is vital to us as well. So it's this symbiotic relationship, so to speak.
Right.
So this is something that we're actually rolling out. We've made a lot of great videos to kind of talk about what these commitments are, what they mean to us as educators, what they mean to the community. And this isn't something that was created in a vacuum, right? So we actually had a massive team of stakeholders help us create these, from teachers to principals. All of our departments were represented. We had representatives from our school board. We had parents. We had community members. So this is a big kind of labor of love that took us several months to create and start to roll out. And it's something that we really want people to hold reciprocal accountability for, right? Hold us accountable to these, but also as a part of this community, we want to hold our community accountable to these, because ultimately these are eight commitments that not only are we saying as adults that they're important to us, but we're saying they're important for kids as well.
Right. Let me run through them for our radio sure. audience who maybe can't see the graphic as we talk about them. But number one is pride, attentive, respectful, teamwork, networking, equipped, risk-taking, and service. Those are the eight commitments that you have put forward here.
Yes,
less
sir.
Than 20.
Less than 20. A little easier.
You know, right. Was it hard to stop at 8? I mean, or was that kind of by design? You wanted it maybe not as long as 20, but...
You know, as we got through these conversations, we actually even saw the potential where we could have culled from 8 down to maybe even 6. Just like with the calendar, everybody's got an opinion.
Sure.
And it was very important for us to hear those voices and value that input. And so we ended up staying with 8, and it was hard. I think we could have probably went as far as 20 again, right? But the important thing is that these have to be powerful enough. They have to be broad enough for it to encompass all of the operations of our district as well as the entire community. And so I think 8 is a pretty nice, even, clean number for us.
Right. And you mentioned kind of putting this into interview questions or as you hire people and talk to people about joining the Aztec School District and certainly pushing it out to students as well, I would assume, right, to make them aware that this is kind of the philosophy, the commitments of the Aztec School District. And so is this something that teachers are being encouraged to maybe work into their teaching strategies and curriculums and things like that when they fit?
So yes and no. We're not necessarily mandating that teachers go teach these particular values or commitments as they were. But what we want to see is we want to see that embedded probably like on a subconscious level. You know, our deputy superintendent, Russell Flores, he talks about the frog in boiling water, right? You put a frog in boiling water, you kind of systematically increase the heat until it's boiling, and the frog doesn't know that it's being boiled. And so that's kind of what we want to do. We want to embed this in everything that we do, every aspect of instruction, every aspect of non-instruction, whether we're talking about bus drivers or custodians, all the way to our teachers and students.
So. Got it. Very, very good. Well, this is an exciting new kind of commitment, as you mentioned. We began the program talking about your year anniversary here, and it looks like this is maybe a good kind of bookmark to kind of show what you accomplished in your first year of rolling this out at this time.
Well, I appreciate that, but to be fair, I didn't do any of this. I just helped facilitate it.
Well, you put a team together.
I put a team I have amazing people that work for us.
Fair enough, but so. Certainly the leadership and the vision to maybe come up with some of these things and maybe just refocus on some of these important things certainly has to come from someone in your office.
Well, yeah, sure, let's say that.
All right, fair enough.
We do have, it's perfect timing, really. We're kind of on a rebranding initiative. We want to use our new logo and put it everywhere. We want people to know what we believe, what we aspire to be, and most importantly, what we want for our community, right? Ultimately, that's what we do. We serve our community.
Sure. Well, and again, and as we say, you know, the schools, I think, in any community are a big reflection of that community. And so I think that's important to remind folks about and to be on the same page.
Yes,
and,
sir.
And let the community know kind of where you're headed. And so this is what you're doing with this. So, Superintendent Summers, always great to catch up with you. Thank you very much for being here this morning.
It's my pleasure. Thanks for having me again.
You bet. Great to visit with you. And we may see each other from time to time over the summer is kind of the plan, right?
I'm hoping so. Absolutely. We've got some things in the works, so we'll keep that calendar date.
Very good. Well, we'll see you soon in about a month then.
Yes, sir.
Thank you very much. You bet. That's Superintendent Kevin Summers from the Aztec School District, my guest this morning here on KSJE. San Juan Regional Medical Center is your community hospital, committed to making life better for the communities we are privileged to serve. In fact, better is our mission, improving lives through personalized health and care. What matters most to our patients matters most to us. Offering a comprehensive range of inpatient, outpatient, and emergency care services so you can get the quality care you need right here at home. San Juan Regional Medical Center, celebrating life better here since 1910. KSJE is proud to support Riverfest, Memorial Day weekend, May 27th, 28th, and 29th on the banks of the Animas River in Farmington. Enjoy all-day music, food, beer gardens, vendors, crafts, and raft rides, the recycled art show, and the plein air painters. Riverfest, a jolt-worthy event, proudly hosted by the River Reach Foundation, sponsored in part by the City of Farmington and the Farmington Convention and Visitors Bureau. Find out more at riverfestnewmexico.com. 8:50 a.m. It is Tuesday morning, time for our Adopt a Pet Tuesday segment. Amber Francisco is joining me now live on the telephone from the Farmington Regional Animal Shelter. Amber, good morning.
Good morning, Scott. How are you?
I am good, thanks. Thanks for joining me again this week. Let's talk about some of the animals that are available for adoption at the shelter. You guys still pretty full down there?
Yes, unfortunately, we are still pretty full. We've had some adoptions, but we are still very full of in dogs.
Gotcha. Well, let's take a look and see who's available this week, beginning with Coco.
Yes, Miss Coco. I call her Coco Bean. She is a two-year-old Shar Pei mix. She is sweet, goofy. She loves to cuddle. You sit down out in the yard with her, and she just will climb right up in your lap. So if you're looking for a little love in your life, you got to come down and meet Coco. She's going to be a great addition to any family.
All right. She looks like she's ready to go.
She's ready, got her bags packed, and just waiting for you to come down and meet her.
There you go. All right, that's Coco, or Coco Bean, at the Farmington Regional Animal Shelter, available this week. And what about Cookie Monster?
Cookie Monster is an awesome dog. And he loves his cookies. As you can see the picture, he is sitting very pretty, waiting for me to give him his treats. He's treat motivated, eager to learn. Just have a bag of cookies and he'll do whatever you want.
Very good.
He has lots of energy. He's an active family. So come down and meet Cookie Monster, but you got to bring some cookies with you.
I would think so. It looks like he is paying very close attention to that hand that probably has the treat in it as the camera is taking the picture.
I could move it. I could move it and he would move his head with it.
Yes. Yes. Not looking away from that potential treat.
Nope, not at all.
That's for sure. Very good. That's Cookie Monster. And, of course, let's talk about some of the cats that are available this week. You have Hen on the list.
Yes, Hen is a sweet one-year-old orange tabby, orange and white tabby. She would like to be somebody's new family member and come and explore their house. She loves to lounge around and be lazy like most cats do. You just got to come and meet her. She's already spayed, microchipped, and ready to go home today.
Okay. All right. That is Hen, available at the shelter this week, as is Mama. Tell me about her.
Yeah, Mama is a two-year-old tabby. She likes her chin scratches. She's had her litter and has grown up and already been adopted, so now she's ready to find her own family.
Very good. She's ready to go as well.
Yes, she is.
Okay.
All the animals come spayed and neutered, microchipped.
Right.
And our adult dogs or anybody or all of our adult animals, anybody over 6 months, there's still a $25 adoption fee, which is an awesome deal. So come down and adopt.
Very, very true. And you'll be open again later on this morning, right?
Yep. We're open 11:30 to 5:30 Monday through Saturday. We're still closed on Sundays due to staffing issues.
Okay. All right. Very good. Well, Amber, thank you very much. And again, a reminder, you've got the dog walking program is back, right? We mentioned that last week.
Yes, the dog walking program is back. The weather is getting nice. The wind has stopped blowing so you don't blow through the park. So come down, sign up to be a dog walker. You can do that in the shelter or you can do it online. We do have videos for people to watch online. You go to the City of Farmington website under the animal shelter, and it shows you how to use our harnesses and our new color code system. So come down, take a walk in the park, and take a shelter dog with you. Give them some exercise and some outdoor time.
There you go. It's easy to do and great exercise for you as well. So it's a great
Absolutely.
Opportunity. Wonderful. Amber, thanks so much. Thank you all for joining me.
Thank you.
You bet. Have a good week.
You too.
Thank you. That's Amber Francisco from the Farmington Regional Animal Shelter. She joins me every Tuesday on our Adopt a Pet Tuesday segment right here on KSJE Farmington, New Mexico. Did you enjoy that podcast? We hope that you did. And if you did, share it with your friends. And if you really want to keep podcasts like this coming, please support KSJE. You can do it easily online at ksje.com.